Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program, which is the program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to explain, inshallah, the beautiful and the meaningful moral and ethical hadith of the Holy Prophet, salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this episode, we are talking about another beautiful hadith from the Ahadith of the Holy Prophet, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expresses the importance of fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the benefit of it for a mu'min who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet salawatullahi alaihi wasallam addresses Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi alafu at-tahiyyati wa salam, peace be upon him, saying that, Ya Ali, O Ali, من خاف الله عز وجل خاف منه كل شيء. Allahu Akbar. Says that, O Ali, as for him who fears Allah, Allah will make everything fear him. Means that the one who fears Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything fear him. Look, it means that if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will never fear any other thing. Rather, the other things will fear you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them fear you. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَخْفِ اللَّهَ أَخَافَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The other phrase is totally the opposite of the previous part. The Prophet says that if someone, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَخْفِ اللَّهِ, the one who, for example, does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this case, أَخَافَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him, says that, and will make him who does not fear Allah fear everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him fear everything. So here, in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, O people, only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benefit of this? The benefit of this is this, that, or the advantage of this action is this, that when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then other things, not only other people, Prophet says that, kullu shay, kullu shay means everything. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes other things, everything, fear from you. Okay? And but woman lam yakhfi Allah, the one who does not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the one who is not God fearing, then of course, akhafahullahu min kulli shay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him fear everything. This is the opposite, this is the vice versa, in which the Prophet says that if you don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will fear everything. This is totally the opposite. So that's why, dear brothers and sisters, we see that in the history, if you look at the life of the Prophet salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in, like Prophet Nuh, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam, you know, first, the people of Mecca did not fear the Holy Prophet. You know, they tried to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not accept his invitation. But later, it was the people of Mecca, when the Prophet conquered Mecca, they feared the Prophet. So if you fear Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make people fear you. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters. I hope that you, inshallah, pay attention to these beautiful teachings and doctrines of Islam from the Ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.